Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, one of the busiest athletes at the Commonwealth Games in Delhi will be track and fielder Eloise Wellings, who's qualified to run in the 5,000 and 10,000 metre events. I spoke with her a few months ago, actually, when she was right in the middle of an arduous training regime in preparation for the Games. Here's how her Commonwealth dreams began, how her faith helps her compete, and how just what she's been up to help get her to Delhi in the first place.
Open house.
Generally, I'll get up at about 7 or so and start stretching, have a couple of coffees, and we go training around 9
Coffees
o'clock.
Are still allowed, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would struggle without coffee. we go training for maybe 2 hours or so in the morning, then come home, have an ice bath and just recover. Just go through a full recovery routine and then...
So what does the ice bath do, just for those of us who are ignorant about these things?
It decreases the level of lactic acid in your body and increases the blood flow once your body gets back to normal temperature. So, yeah, it can be quite painful, especially if you've had a couple of weeks off. Like whenever I have a break at the end of the year or whatever, I never have ice baths. And then the first ice bath back is always... quite tough.
Sounds it. Yeah. And so then what do you do for the rest of the day?
Generally trying to have a nap or something in the afternoon for an hour. I've got an altitude tent as well, so I sleep in that and I try and spend at least 1 to 2 hours in that a day, and then training again in the afternoon starts around 5 for another hour to 2 hours.
So the technology involved in actually getting elite athletes, you know, actually to the field for the Commonwealth Games is really quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
When did you realise you wanted to run?
I started at Little Athletics when I was really young and I just loved it. And I was actually better at the field events then. I was quite like a little fat little kid and just I had the like shot put record for a while, the under sixes. But then started distance running. My mum was a really good distance runner, and also my uncle, and just used to go on like runs with them. And then I guess my Olympic dream came when I was about 10 years old, and I had this lady that always, because I have two brothers and an older sister as well, so we all did different sports. And this lady, a friend of the family's, used to take me to Little Athletics when my mum and dad were bailed up with the other kids. And every time I got out of the car every Saturday, I'd say, thanks very much for the lift. And she'd say, oh, just remember me when you're at the Olympics. And so it kind of just from then, I guess, when I was 10 years old, just remembering that. And it blows me away, actually, how much of an impact something like that can have on you as a kid. And someone actually saying something, you know, obviously off the cuff for her, but just knowing that somebody believed that I could actually go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's where the dream started. And
so when did you then move to be doing this professionally?
When I was 16, I actually qualified for the Sydney Olympics, but I got injured right before the games. And so, yeah, I've actually been measured for 2 Olympic uniforms, but haven't actually been to the games
really?
Yet. So,
what happened for last year?
I just had a series of stress fractures, but I haven't been injured for the last 18 months. And I guess I've just learnt how to handle niggling injuries, and also just to manage my body a bit better and just be a bit wiser and not so kind of perfectionist be a bit smarter about training.
You're also a person of faith.
Yes.
Do you pray a lot? And is it an unfair advantage?
I think it's definitely an unfair advantage. Definitely when I'm out running, I pray a fair bit, just because it's time where I'm, you know, my mind is quiet, and it's a really great time to pray. And when I actually missed out on the Sydney Olympics as a 16-year-old, I was just devastated, and I wasn't actually a Christian at that point. And I just remember just isolating myself at school. I was in year 12 and I was in year 11 and I was I just isolated myself from all my friends, and I was quite depressed. And I just remember this one day just crying in the schoolyard, and it had been in the paper like what had happened to me and that I wasn't able to go to the Olympics. And This new girl came up to me and said, and she just approached me and she said, "Oh, you know, I've been praying for you and I've got some people from my church praying for you, and I just want to know that, you know, God knows what you're going through, and you know, he loves you and really love you to come and visit my church and see what it's all about." And
it
was just encouraging for me, and yeah, I took her up on that and went to church, and just found it really relevant. And yeah, I guess that just started my walk in faith, and asked Jesus to come into my life. And
beautiful story. People were caring enough to actually pray for you and then approach you and say, "Hey, there's something else." It's beautiful. I always think of, you know, Chariots of Fire and Eric Little talking about, you know, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure." Have you ever had an experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially in the last 12 months or so, it's been, amazing, I guess, that I've been able to come back from so many injuries. And I know that, the Lord's just been with me right the way through. And I know that this is just the beginning, I guess, and it's exciting, and just trusting God, I guess, in everything, and trying not to lean on my own understanding.
Yeah. Proverbs 3:5-6.
Yeah.
Lean on your own understanding. Well, all the best for Commonwealth Games. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.